calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, with your host Matt. And this week we have another interview that I recorded at the Arts Wells Music Festival 2017 edition just last month. This time we'll be hearing from O Susanna. That's coming up in a little while. But first up, I wanted to play an artist that I don't think I've ever played before on the show, but he is an all-time great Canadian singer-songwriter by the name of Ron Sexsmith. And I guess it's a little bit of an omission that I've never got to his music on the show, because he is a man of outstanding quality. I really don't know his music well at all, but he has been active for a long, long time. He has over 10 albums, stretching back from 1986 till the present. His first record was a self-released cassette called There's a Way, which came out in 1986. And then his most latest record is called The Last Rider from this year. It's out on Compass Records. So we're going to play for you three tracks from Ron Sexsmith's extensive discography. We'll end up with one track from his latest record, but I wanted to play for you, firstly, one of his first breakout tracks called Speaking with the Angel. That's from 1991, from a record called Grand Opera Lane. And then we'll hear a track called Hard Bargain from the record Retriever from 2004. So we're talking about Ron Sexsmith, great Canadian musical artist, a singer-songwriter. He's based in St. Catharines, Ontario, or at least that's where he's from. And he's been releasing music pretty much since the age of 21 till now, and he's recorded, I think, about 15 records. So, quality lyricist and instrumentalist. Here we go. This is Ron Sexsmith with Speaking with the Angel. You're on Stranded.
Would you poison him with prejudice? never lays blame. He don't even know his name, so leave him alone. Set him free, 'cause he's speaking with the angel. Speaking with the angel.
For I You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, wonderful stuff there. Brand new Canadian music from a singer-songwriter named Ron Sexsmith, who is quite an iconic Canadian artist who we really haven't played enough of his music on the show here. So I'm glad I made amends today. We heard three tracks. First up was a track called Speaking with the Angel from a record called Grand Opera Lane, 1991, that came out. And then a song called Hard Bargain from 2004 from the Ron Sexsmith album Retriever. And the last song there was Worried Song from his very latest record, 2017's The Last Rider. So I hope you're enjoying the show so far. If you're new to us, you're just about to hear an interview with an artist named O Susanna, another great Canadian singer-songwriter. And if you are curious about past shows, you can go to a blog called ozstrandedradio.com. And if you're inclined to follow us on Twitter, we're at ozstranded, and also facebook.com/ozstrandedradio. All right, so last week we played an interview that I recorded at the Artswells Music Festival 2017. That was with a band from Australia called This Way North. And this week we're going to hear from Susie Underlieger. She is also known as O Susanna. She has been based in Toronto for quite some time, but she started out her career as an alt-country singer-songwriter from Vancouver, BC. And her very latest record is a concept album based on songs, based on memories of her teenage years in Vancouver. And we're also going to hear some tracks way back from the early part of her career. She put out a tape and a CD EP, a self-titled, in 1997. And I got my hands on that recently before the interview. So we chat about that as well. But first up, let's hear a track from the brand new O Susanna record. It is called A Girl in Teen City. And this is a track called Tickets on the Weekend.
Baby, spike up your hair, raise your fist in- David's got the liquor, but here's the shit kicker. Cops were in the corners, casing out the place. We get sent home to our parents with our tails between our legs. No more tickets on the weekend to see DOA. Down at the Odd Fellows Hall, with the big and the small, we won't be slamming.
That was Tickets on the Weekend from the latest record from O Susanna called A Girl in Teen City. And let's get into the interview I recorded with her at Arts Wells 2017. Her debut performance here at this amazing festival. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Matthew. Nice to talk to you.
You too. Thank you for finding the time and amazing performance tonight and with a crack band. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the band?
Sure. That band is Don Kerr on drums, Paul Linklater on guitar, and Kevin Lacroix on bass. And Don and I were doing the songwriter's workshop the whole week, and so with Paul as well. And so Julie Fowler, the founder of this festival, said, can you guys all play together? So it was a collaboration. We don't usually play together.
But you're from Toronto.
But we're from Toronto.
Yeah.
And so they're backing up me and Selena Martin and Carol Pope and doing their own thing.
In the spirit of the collaborative spirit of this festival, Arts Wells. That was actually going to be my first question about the songwriting workshop. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And I kind of would have signed up myself, but for this wildfire madness that got us evacuated. And I'm curious how it went.
It was really fantastic. The group really bonded, and everybody was very mutually supportive, and they worked really hard, and they felt inspired by the activities that we got them to do. And there were three of us teaching, so there's three totally different styles and approaches to how to do it. So Paul was more the music theory. I was more trying to generate lyric ideas and stories. And then Don was a little bit of both, I guess. He kind of borrowed from, you know, the music side and the lyric side. And
wow.
He just kind of, he's such a gentle soul that he kind of just would encourage them all to work.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm sure it was amazing. And for those of us who weren't there, is there one tidbit you could offer to the listeners?
Which part?
About
your
part.
About what I did?
Yeah.
I okay, so my idea is that songs, well, the kind of songs that I write and the songs that I'm drawn to, a lot of them are stories, and they feel like they're someone's memory, that someone's telling you a story and it's their memory. And I was saying to the students that, okay, I want you to generate, you know, trigger your memory and write whatever you can. So I got them to smell things. And then I said, okay, go. And then they wrote all their associations quickly so they didn't lose anything and that they didn't feel inhibited by trying to get the perfect word or phrase or anything. And almost like the writing itself leads you to something. You know, I said, a lot of my exercises are based about on, you know, whether you are the person remembering or not. It doesn't matter. Just you need to make it feel real.
And it doesn't have to be all I, me all the time.
No.
My heart, my heartbreak. Yeah.
No. It's or if you're doing that, it doesn't have to actually be you.
Yeah.
You can be pretending. So it was kind of a way to, like, dig deep into your experiences and memories in order to create something, whether it's actually autobiographical or a work of fiction.
And the very first song you played tonight, Greyhound Bus, that must be a perfect example, I would think. It's sort of a sad, lonesome character on a Greyhound bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm bound for the Greyhound bus. Got no one left to trust. Kiss my ass, eat my dust. They got clean air to breathe. When I was 17, I gave up my little girl, but she still haunts my dreams. In the pocket of my jeans, got a picture torn and curled. Wonder if she's just like me. 20 years on my line, sweating tears just to make a dime. Punch the clock, it's quitting time. There's so much I gotta see. Maybe I will find my girl. My heart will be my messenger. Twings are torn, but man, it's pure, and it beats inside of me. Gave up my little girl, but she still haunts my dreams. In the pocket of my jeans, got a picture torn and curled. Wonder if she's just like me. My heart will be my messenger. Swings I tone, but man, it's pure and it beats inside of me. Yes, it beats inside of me.
Thank you.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
You're on Stranded here, and that was O Susanna, a live version of her track Greyhound Bus, and that was the first track she actually played at the Artswells Music Festival this year. And you heard part one of my interview with O Susanna just before that track, so let's get into part two now. So I'm here with O Susanna, and we were talking about her ideas around songwriting and talking about putting yourself into someone else's shoes, essentially, or your own.
Yeah.
And I mentioned the Greyhound Bus song you played tonight, sort of a high and lonesome type style of lyrics. And I'm going to pull out from my pocket here, because it reminds me of what I found on your very first tape.
Where did you get that?
I found this in Vancouver a couple of months ago at a record store on Commercial Drive.
At Swan? Oh, no, not Swan. I know what it is. It's
the one down the hill, like...
I can't remember. Highlight.
Yes, I think so.
Oh my god.
And
that's crazy.
Sorry. I saw it there and I bought it, I think it was $10. And
it doesn't have the cover anymore, though, does it?
No, it didn't have a cover, no.
That's so funny. Because when I first recorded that in Vancouver, and I made a bunch of copies and I gave it to them on consignment. I wonder if it's one of those.
And it's been there that long?
Maybe.
Wow.
Who knows? Or maybe someone just didn't want it anymore.
You never know. 1995, so this is O Susanna's very first recording, and as soon as you started playing that first song, lyrically I could bring myself back to what I've been hearing in this, is sort of high and lonesome style of songs.
Yeah.
And can you bring us back to that moment? Because I imagine the early 90s in Vancouver, there was a lot of kind of indie rock and that kind of stuff, and grunge. And what was your peer group like? And how did you feel supported in coming up with this? Or does that make sense?
It does make sense. I think I was like you. I had a radio show. I lived in Montreal for a while, and I had a radio show when I was going to school there, and I was really interested in folk recordings and field recordings. And it was in the days before, iTunes and things like that, and Google. And so I would go and scour record shops, like High Life, but the Montreal equivalent, and buy records of, you know, Smithsonian stuff.
Folk
and
ways.
Also my aunt and uncle, they lived in Seattle, and they were really into folkways. And I used to go to the festivals and see lots of old folk music. So that's kind of, but I just came out of the punk scene in Vancouver too. So there's this whole idea of folk and punk kind of merging, and I also was really into the 70s rock, which is kind of like electrified blues. So I just kind of went backwards in musical history and wanted to create songs that were speaking about troubles that people experience, and it was kind of before that whole alt country thing burst out. So it was interesting because I thought, oh, I'm by myself making this music, aside from a few other people like Ray Kondo or, you know, other folk, you know, Michelle Schacht or something like that. But and then all of a sudden it became this thing that all these other people were interested in. Yeah.
Well done. I really enjoyed listening to this because I've had my own sort of trip backwards as well. Early Bob Dylan and what he was influenced by, and it's timeless. The lyrical themes are timeless, and the musical style. So I'm so glad I found this before I came just to meet
so
you.
That's so funny.
And then so. Actually, looking at this track list, are some of these on? Did you re-record them for your first proper record?
No, or? What happened was I put this out as an EP, so that you got the cassette version, and I put it out as an EP on a CD in '97. And I never re-recorded them.
Okay. No. Well, I'm definitely going to hold on to this.
That's like a collector's thing. Yeah. I mean, for anyone who cares.
Yeah, well.
But you know what happened to me? I went through my basement, and I was like, oh, I have all these cassettes. I'm going to get rid of them. And now I'm like, oh, I wish I had them. Yeah. I don't have them anymore.
Oh, wow. Well,
I have one left, I think.
My old Vancouver, so endlessly gray. But one day the sunshine washed my blues away. I wore my tuxedo from Black and Lee. My Vaseline flat top grip skinny black jeans to the west side arena where the hockey boys play. The Clash City Rockers rain for a day, and down at the ballroom above the arcade, where X and Black Flag and Dead Kennedys played, the old bowling alley was $5 a play. I was down with the skinheads wasting the day. Then at Luxury Bob's,
on New Year's Eve. You kissed me so hard, my lips started to bleed, while femur and Ike were down at the mall. The women's brigade stormed City Hall, and the girls down on Davy tried to turn tricks, while we shamed the Johns who cruised dicks on dicks. So the raging grannies march on for peace, while the Vancouver Five were detained by police. Meanwhile, the artist erased his true name. He silkscreened our soundtrack, then ate all our brains. And down at the fairgrounds, I went to see Slow. Ham showed us his jam and the cops stopped the show. So I walked through Gastown, Hastings and Maine, through addicts and Indians numbing their pain. And remember young Sarah, who walked the street, picked up by a pickup, her and she did me. Now the old 14 Hastings took me back home to sleep in my brass bed so cozy and warm. I guess my Vancouver wasn't so great. So nice to visit, now maybe I'll stay. When I walk that bridge, I'll be looking out over the west. I'll walk that bridge to the place that knew me the best, to watch my son finally set.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
And two more tracks there from O Susanna, going right back to her debut EP. First of all, the O Susanna EP. You heard a track called Shame. And then My Old Vancouver, a track from her brand new record, A Girl in Teen City, which is a concept record based on O Susanna's memories of growing up in Vancouver in the 80s and being a teenager. And she is an outstanding artist. I hope you enjoyed that two-part interview. O Susanna has a number of records out. She is based in Toronto, but grew up in Vancouver. You can catch all of our past interviews at austrandedradio.com, our blog. So that interview was recorded at Arts Wells 2017, and tune in for upcoming shows because we have at least one more interview to play also that are recorded this year. Okay, now into brand new Australian music for the remainder of the show. We're going to change pace and genres. We're going to Perth
Western Australia, and a band called Boat Show, punk band. Here is a track called Big Smoke. And after that, we're going to hear from Bench Press out of Melbourne. Also, they're a hard edge post-punk band. And then we're going to finish up with Emma Russick with a track from her Permanent Vacation record. You're on Stranded.
Thank you. Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
We're almost out of time on Stranded. Some brand new Australian music there. First up, a couple of punk bands. The first one was from Perth and called Boat Show. And we heard their track called Big Smoke. And then we heard from Bench Press out of Melbourne. And the last track there was from an artist named Emma Russick. She has a record out called Permanent Vacation, and you heard the track Body Goals from that. We are a show all about Australian and Canadian independent music. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. At ozstranded is our handle on Twitter, and we're at facebook.com/ozstranded. I hope you enjoyed the show. We had a great interview with O Susanna from Toronto, and you can find that interview at our blog, ozstrandedradio.com. I'm going to leave you with the track from the Hoodoo Gurus going way back to 1991 on their Kinky record. This is a track called Brain Scan. Bye-bye.
Should be out.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.